Go ahead and turn first to Psalms 118. Psalms 118. I'd say that was a good song, church. I tell you, y'all put your hearts into it tonight, and it showed. It's a blessing to be here. Psalms 118. What I want to do tonight is encourage you. We get so much discouragement every day. You hear so many things, and even, things that we do, such as prayer requests. We receive those prayer requests because we offer prayer requests because we want others to pray for us. But in doing that, many times we get to where all we hear is negative. All we hear is trouble, problems everywhere. Then you turn the news on, and all you hear is negative. You would think that this country is about to totally collapse. And yet, by the grace of God, it stands anyway. And God has blessed us with a country, and God has been with us, and He will continue to be with His people. So we don't have a lot to worry about. And yet, if we're not careful, all we hear is discouraging news, and we get to where we look at things from the glass always half empty instead of the glass being full. I'm just thankful I have a glass, God has blessed me with a glass, and I'm thankful that He's one that can run our cup over. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Now listen to this. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's completely backwards from what the world tries to teach us. That's God's word. It's a promise. This is a day that God hath made. We will rejoice. We have the right to rejoice and be glad in it. And again, I want to encourage you tonight, and I know that's not earth-shattering when I read this verse. This is something probably people have on their refrigerator stuck there, maybe. And yet, I want us to understand something, Brother Matt. It's okay to enjoy life. It's okay to laugh. It's okay, it's a good thing to be thankful. Bible says we're to enter into His court with thanksgiving. And yet many days we get up and the last thing on our mind is being thankful. We've kind of been told, our society teaches us, what you need to get up is expect more. You've got to get up and get after it. You've got to get up and seek more. You've got to do better. You've got to exceed. You've got to do better than you did yesterday. And you've got to have more, more, more. And yet, I want us to understand tonight and just remind us, it's a good thing to be thankful. Above all, I want us to understand you are at liberty to enjoy the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. When's the last time you just took a breath and just enjoyed what God's already blessed you with? You didn't ask for anything. You didn't, go to Him seeking something. You just spent the day just enjoying what God has already blessed you with. Not, if I could get to next week, I could be happy. Or if I could get to the next paycheck, I might be happy. Or if I could just get this bill behind me, I'll be happy. Or if I could do one this thing or the other, I would be happy. But just enjoy presently what God has blessed you with. God made this day for us. And that's almost comical when I think of that. Because, generally, I didn't see the sun today, did you? If it come out, I missed it. I didn't see it. But that's typically one of these days we say is a gloomy day. But I tried to look at it from a different point of view than maybe I do many other times as far as it being gloomy and all that. Yes, this is the day that the Lord ordered for us. He didn't order sunshine. He didn't order snow. He didn't order, a hard freeze. He ordered today. This is the day that God has for us. And He said, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so there's a part about this day that I can look to and be happy. And so I just sat for a while and just listened to that thunderstorm roll by. Boy, that was nice. Just sat and listened to the rain running off the roof. Hear that thunder rumbling in the background. The birds begin to go. Them birds probably been chirping all along. Run out. They've probably been doing it for months. But first time I heard them. I stopped to listen to them today. And boy, I tell you what, they put on a show. It was good. And just to get, I tell you what, just sat back and remembered my Creator. I know you say, well, I was busy, Brother Brad. I couldn't sit still. Well, maybe you'll find a time where you can sooner or later. But today was my day. I just was able to just sit back and relax and just enjoy and remember my Creator and just pay attention to what He's blessed me with. You know, I enjoy this day more than any that I've enjoyed in a long, long time. The thing is, you probably could have too. If you thought about it. I thought about it. You didn't. Maybe you did. I don't know. But, you know, God gives us blessings, and we have to discern the blessings from the clutter that we have. Many times we've created for ourselves. We've created a lot of clutter for ourselves many times. Not every day. I don't want this. This is not one of them pep rally type messages where, you know, all is just roses. I understand. Not every day is a happy day. But it is a day we can enter with thanksgiving. Let's look tonight just at the blessings that we can enjoy and just have a relaxed look. Let's just relax. Just kick a, look, just kick back and relax a little bit. Take a breath. And let's just look at some of the blessings that God has for us. Look at Psalms 127. Now you're going to have to turn a little bit tonight. There's several verses on my heart. Psalms 127 verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. Again, that sounds very simple. But I want you to understand something. God gives us sleep. And it's okay to enjoy it. It's okay. Look, as well, what about that ant, Brother Brad? Yeah, we consider the ant, thou sluggard. But even the ant has to stop every now and then. Don't overdo it now. I'm not saying we need to all just go home and kick up our shoes and be lazy the rest of our life. But God gives His beloved sleep. He gives it to us. He created us, Brother Ryan. We have to have it, whether we like it or not. Boy, somebody said, I just don't have time to sleep. You may not like it. You may not have time, but God created you. You have to have it. You have to have it. Some have to have more than others. Look, I understand that. So, well, I'll not 4 hours and I'm good. Well, that's fine if that's what it takes for you. But I want us to understand something. We can enjoy it. Matter of fact, y'all may think I'm crazy tonight. I've been studying how to improve my sleep. Look, if I'm only going to get 6 hours, I want to make it the best 6 hours I can get. If I'm only going to get four, I want it to be the best 4 hours I can possibly get. If I'm going to get eight, which is rare, I want it to be good. So why not learn? Look, I've been studying. I'll tell you something. It has been profound. It's changed a lot about me. It's helped me out a lot. So why not learn how to enjoy this blessing that God gives? You know, again, without sleep, you can't function. You can try. Without sleep, we get grouchy. Boy, ask my wife. Don't get much sleep, I can get grouchy. Well, without it, we can even become unhealthy, can't we? You can get unhealthy if you don't sleep the way you should. Someone, look, you say, well, they say scientists recommend you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. That's what they say. I'm going to tell you something about sleep. Brother Joy, nobody has to tell you. It's like the Indian that mocked the white man by the watch, telling him when to eat. You know, we don't have to have somebody tell us when to eat. God built that in. We don't have to have somebody tell us when we need sleep. I mean, God built that in. You get tired. And so, I want to encourage you now, embrace it. It is a blessing from God. And it's something, you know, we can worry. Many times, you know, we're human. We can't help ourselves. We worry about things. But you don't have to. You can give it to God and let Him take care of it while you get some sleep. He said, I'll give my beloved sleep. He's taking care of things. He can handle it. You know, embrace it. And I'm going to encourage, study how to make it better. Be glad and rejoice in it. Okay? That's good. That's what God says. All right, look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. It says here, there's nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. That's pretty good stuff, I'm going to tell you. That's pretty good. Now, we shouldn't overdo it. Eating, drinking, we shouldn't overdo that. Get obsessed with all the things we possess. Look, don't get obsessed with things. Things are things. Possessions are possessions. As Job saw, he could praise God when he had everything, and he could praise God when he had nothing. The Lord giveth and He taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Look, you can rejoice in the midst of certain trials that we face. You know, there's something satisfying though. It says here, let's read again. There's nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. You hear that? Make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. There's something satisfying when you begin to meditate on what God has blessed you with, what God has helped you, gave you the strength to, gave you the knowledge to, helped you to build up and helped you to accumulate things we possess. You know, possessions are not sin. A lot of times we look at it, you know, well, we get fixated on it. If we get fixated on things, it becomes a god to us. It becomes sin. But when God has helped you to earn what you have, there's something satisfying about that. Boy, when you know you've worked a hard day and you've made that paycheck, something feels good about that. It's a wonderful thing, and it's okay just to stop and to be thankful and to rejoice in what He's blessed you with. Stop thinking of more and start thinking of why me. Makes a difference. I get to looking at all God has blessed me with, kind of like David when he started looking at creation. What is man that thou art mindful of him? When I look at how much God has blessed me, I have to ask that same question. You know, what is man that God could bless me? I look back at my life. My goodness. There's been some train wrecks in my life. And yet God has blessed me the way that He has. You know, I wake up over on Baker Road on that little hill. I wake up happy. Because God has blessed and He has been good to me. I'll tell you something else. He blessed me with a nice house there. I didn't have to walk to church. He blessed me with a nice way of getting here. I didn't have to go and search what to wear. Look, I have clothes packed so tight. Sabrina will iron clothes and hang them up. And when I pull them clothes out of my closet, I have to just about iron them again. They packed in there so tight. Matter of fact, I took some out. I said, I'm going to just put some of this I don't wear very much. I'm going to put it down in a bottom drawer. We can rejoice in these things. There's nothing better than God's goodness. Now again, I want to separate that from just getting our mind fixated on, oh, I've got to have the next big thing. I've got to have this in order to be happy. I've got to have something else. And the moment we get it, we start looking for something else. I'm not talking about seeking after things. I'm talking about the things God has blessed you with, just to stop and enjoy it. You know, I know that problems come. And they're not to be ignored. We shouldn't just, well, you know, I've got this problem. Let me ignore it and put on a smile. That's fake. I'm not telling anybody here we need to be fake. But I am telling us that we can enjoy life and the things God blessed us with if we'll just stop and take notice of it. Again, I know that there's problems come along and things can break our heart. And there's days when you get up and say, there's just no way I can be happy today. But, oh, we can rejoice with the things God has done for us. Even in the midst of certain heartbreak, there's some things that God has done for us that nobody else could have. Look back at Proverbs chapter 5. I guess I could have went back and put these in order instead of flipping you back and forth. Just works this way. Proverbs chapter 5 and verse 18. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Love the one you marry. That's what we're supposed to do. Marry the one you love. But once you marry her, love the one you marry. Love the one that you married. Love her for the rest of your life. You know, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We should enjoy it together. For those of us that are married, we should enjoy it together. It's a beautiful thing. And I'll tell you something. I thought about, you know, it said about Brother Jake had been married for so long. And it's a wonderful example to see somebody been married and like they have. And no doubt it'll be till death do you part. It shocked me if it didn't happen that way. but, you know, I thought about that. And rejoice. He said rejoice. There's one thing to be married. And there's another thing to rejoice with the one you marry. And I think y'all do that, and I think others here, you know, it's a blessing not just to be married. Let's be married for marriage's sake. And boy, even though we hate each other, let's try to keep it together. I'm not promoting let's all separate. But boy, if I've got to live with her, I need to enjoy her company. And that ought to be something we pursue after. Look, God said it could be that way. Rejoice with the wife of thy youth. You know, it's going to take some work. It don't just happen. You don't bring two people together and them agree on everything right at the start. As a matter of fact, right at the end, they ain't agreeing on everything. But I tell you what, you come together and you look to the Lord and let God work on you and let God work on me. And sooner or later, things will start working a lot better. Going to take some work because we all know idleness of hands, what that'll do to a home. We know a house divided cannot stand. We know that contention, boy, contentious woman now, we know about that. It'll drive you to the rooftop, won't it? Drive you to the wilderness. Sometimes you might have to just get out of the house and go hunting or fishing or somewhere. We know what that does, and so let's try to have a house that don't have contention. That's a plan. That's a wild concept in 2019, but it still works. It still works. God's Word's going to hold up. And matter of fact, if we get out here to 2050, some preacher will be preaching from this same book right here. It'll still be good. It'll still work. Going to take some work, though. God gave a wife to a husband, and He gave a husband to a wife, and He's enjoying one another. Stop listening to the deceiver. Stop taking the lazy way out. Stop focusing on the likes and shares in our day and time. That's a lot of problem in our day and time, is everybody liking this and liking that and sharing this and sharing that. And it becomes obsessive. You gotta take a step back. And I'm not knocking that. Social media and all that, y'all know me by now. Just don't be obsessed with it. Don't let it drive a wedge. It's driving a lot of wedges with a lot of people. So he said, enjoy or rejoice with the wife of thy youth. You reckon that's possible? Look over at Song of Solomon. We're going to dig deep tonight. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. No, we're fixing to be through. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. Listen to verse 8. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. That's the sight right there. This is the woman. She's writing about the man. He cometh leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. Boy, he is walking on cloud nine. He's way up there. Verse 9, my beloved is like a roe or a young hart, because he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away, for lo, the winter is past. Listen to this. This is beautiful. It's poetic. Verse 11, for lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vine with the tender grapes give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh. Let me just tell you how I see that, and kind of explain it in terms that I can understand. It's been a long winter stuck in this house. He's outside, I guess, you know, it's finally warm enough. He's walked outside, he's looking at things, he's checking out the windows. She looks out at him. She looks at him through the lattice work. She gets a glimpse of her beloved there. She's looking at him. Just, it's a beautiful picture. You can look, well, this is Christ in the church. I tell you what, it's a good picture of a husband and a wife too. She's looking out, she sees him through that lattice. He comes through the door. And he says, come on, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Winter's over. The rain's gone. Spring's in the air. Birds are singing. Flowers are blooming. Smells are smelling. Let's go enjoy God's creation together. Imagine that. Let's go enjoy God's creation together. Have you seen the rain? It's not raining no more. And have you seen that, well, winter's about over with? That grass is growing. That's what he's telling her here. You know, boy, I tell you, these flowers are starting to bloom. You can smell the grapes. Boy, they smell good. Let's just get out of here and go check it out. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. That's what Scripture tells us. Rejoice evermore. Life is life. It's full of trouble. Man born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. That's what Scripture says. I'm not trying to make that light. There is a time to weigh out the trouble and deal with it. And there's a time to look at the good. And there's a trouble. Listen, trouble will always be waiting. I thought about Brother Billy Mack Lowry. He said that his wife got on to him because he was worrying about everything. He'd come to bed, he'd roll around, he couldn't sleep. She told him, she said, lay it on the floor. It'll be there when you get up. In other words, you could get sleep if you wanted to. If you wanted to let God handle that, just lay it over there on the floor, let Him take care of it. Seeing God in His blessings strengthens us to overcome the hard times. The joy of the Lord, Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Think about that just a minute. The joy of the Lord is our strength. That joy is found in, you know, we say, well, that's in our salvation. But if we could see beyond that tonight, that joy is not simply just found in salvation, but it is rooted in the fact that we are accepted in the beloved. That we are a child of God. Because we are a child of God, we have so much to look forward to that we can rejoice even in the smallest of things. And I want to encourage you tonight that you just stop and consider. Last verse on.